Thank you for the pause.
Now, as you go about selling your proposals, and as ABT, remember what you're about. All of you get distracted by the building of a dome or many domes. This may end up not even be built. The first one, at least, may not even be built in major part from that building substance, cellular cement. But remember what you are about. You are about a cellular cement modular housing factory plant right here that will be bigger in production than anything you have with TerraBlock, probably. And you have agreement already to fund it. If you get funding, there's no reason you cannot build a factory in San Jose. You are assuming, brothers, that you have to do it. You have thousands of people in this town and other thousands of people wishing to participate in something. You don't have to do it. Is it a feasible idea? If you once don't start thinking in third dimensional and fourth dimensional ideas, we will limit ourselves to a little parcel of land across in North Tehachapi. The gifts have got to get to the world. And you have to have a reason for an investor to put in more money to bid something else. And do you not think that a letter from the Soviet Russian government interested in your product might be a very good selling point?
I don't think anyone here has argued the feasibility of it. It's the desirability of it that remains somewhat in question, only in the sense that, one, it isn't our business. It would be John Donahue's business. Therefore, it's almost a moot point to discuss it. And the question remains that Oberle asked, what is the advantage directly to us? Short of providing housing for Russia, which is no small matter.
Well, one, if you don't send the information to John Donahue, they're going to correspond with you, and therefore you become the holder. And he gets the 10% or whatever you're going to work out with your factory here.
Personally, I can't see any reason why something shouldn't be done as a follow-up letter. And all I was contending with before was I wouldn't necessarily like a friend of mine to take information I gave him who was involved in the situation and then turn around and try to sell that person or individual on another type of product that might cut out some of his product. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
That's the reason why I mentioned the Frank Sands. Other than that, I think something should be followed up on this. We don't have to do it. It's just we can get information, and it all it takes is a letter. Then, if they're interested, we can turn it over and collect the percentage. We're the finder, aren't we? Isn't this money game all about finding money for someone else? There's no difference here.
The other side of the coin is that we certainly have our hands full in terms of the domestic market for this product. And unless we would talk about building factories in other nations in terms of exporting the product, that's just a whole other ball game.
Well, we're about funding too. Perhaps it's an opportunity for funding, or a funding proposal.
Well, that's a thought.
I think there's a lot of angles that we shouldn't, you know, there's a position there of learning something, if nothing else. But once we have information in our hands, that's worth something. It's going to be worth something to someone else if we just erase and, you know, move it out of our hands. And like I said, there's always a finder's fee in accomplishing information pass-throughs, just like money pass-throughs. Whatever you want to do with it. Like you said, funding or any other.
Well, sure, if there's a response back, which I'm sure there would be, of interest in ABT. Yeah.
Then we've got valuable property
then
right
you'd
there.
You'd have something else to go into other proposals.
That's a valuable piece of property.
Right.
If it's the same as the work.
It's the same as that letter right there. We're terrible.
That's all John does to get his money. He has more information than someone else.
A letter of interest doesn't mean a contract with the Russian government.
No, it doesn't.
No, but it means a lead that can lead to information that's valuable information in the this.
That's a very good point. That alone's worth a phone call.
Well, sure. That's the way I look at it. But I don't want the information getting
back to Frank
to the point where Frank says, hey, you took the information I gave you and you're making a fortune off of it,
right,
type thing, and you owe me some of it. Basically, yeah, that's the reason I brought up the other thing on TerraBlock. That's how they got their machine.
Of course, Hatton, I have a good point. You're talking about building cellular units in a city situation. You're obviously not going to have rambird structures.
You're also assuming that Frank Sands would not make a great deal off of it.
Well, that's true.
You are introducing something now that puts him in an awkward position. After contacts are made, you take it to Frank Sands. And you say, we're doing this, what can we work out as a joint venture here on this? And he will say, well, you know, they're doing something already with such and such and such a company. And at that point, then you can talk to him about it and maybe even turn it over to him. He can be a representative of both of these companies.
Well, that's true.
He already knows about John Donahue.
That's true. All I always want to do is just be sure that we don't get a friction thing going if it's possible not to. I'd rather work in complete harmony, not
in
friction.
We're also told to think unlimited and to take every one of these things that crosses our path and basically run with it. But there also has to be some level of discernment involved in how we proceed. So I come back to the question, is it desirable ultimately to follow up on this?
I think it is.
Where do you balance? Who could do it? If you're going to be working on proposals or something, Al probably could make the phone call. At least track down the embassy. And then John has done a lot of business in the bureaucracy. Perhaps when John gets back, he could talk with him. Whoever is the most comfortable in that setting. It could take 15 minutes. It could immediately say they have no information regarding such a thing, but they may give you an address where a short note could be sent. There's a big misconception, a lot of lies told about the relationship between these two countries. You're working on a brotherhood of man. You have great programs called Hands Across the World. You're going to have a world satellite system. Doesn't seem to have much it doesn't seem much to meddle with the other. But think about that a second. If you have already laid some good business, don't you think maybe it might open a door or two? I don't want to lay the whole end of the world on your shoulders over one letter. I believe it may point up that if you analyze everything that comes into your knowledge, it is unlimited as to the fragments it pulls.
I agree. It's these little breaks that people end up, heaven knows what they can be done with just that little opening door.
Well, we have to go back always to the goal. Always to the goal. And that's to get yourself back in oneness with God. Fulfill your mission and your purpose for which you volunteered, and bring as many of your brothers with you as possible.
Well, there's a key.
The world is making an evolution, a transition period. That does not mean that the only ones going to make that transition are in Tehachapi. How are we going to get the brothers on the other side of the world through? That may not be your responsibility, but do you pass the opportunity to let it die forever? There is one thing certain at this moment in time. No one else has this idea. I have it on the scanners. No one else has this idea. There are other prefab businesses who do already have the idea and have made proposals. You have a unique opportunity, or distractor, whichever you decide it is.
Well, I look at it that that open door can open the door to so many things, because once you, they've got a reliable contact here and we have a reliable contact over there, all things, so many things are possible. Not that we have to benefit all the time, but we can pass the information through to the other people who are working with the light.
Aside from good international relations, it could mean a pile of money.
Well, it certainly could open a door for your satellite system.
Yes.
Of communication. Because that system is opening up more and more and more. You see, the Russians came at Ted Turner's request and brought forth letters from a dead man, along with interchange of scientists. Wouldn't seem like very much, but that was a world satellite showing millions, millions of Russians were exposed to the discussion. And more millions for the second discussion, which followed letters from a dead man. The first one never came into your attention. So let us go back. There are six of you in the room. How much time does it require? And is it worth it, the distraction? Or can you release and possibly allow the beginning seed to be planted? And if you get no response from them, it has cost you 15, 20 minutes and a phone bill. If you get positive response, then you can have another meeting, possibly, and decide what you want to do about it, if anything.
If we get a positive response, if we just pass it on to someone else is going to benefit from it.
Now, who is someone else?
John, Donahue, or Jeffers in financing, maybe he wants to follow up and getting someone to put a proposal through for him, or, you know, there's many ways it can be used. That's where I look. Information can always be used by someone.
Don't be too hard on Oberle, because Oberle is being set up. He's the only one in the room being set up. One of you has to bring forth the negative. And he's not being given any positive input. It's all black, and he's mad.
Okay, well then that brings up the subject that at some point in business we all must reach our own level of comfort on the project.
Absolutely.
And if we are not, then let's not do it.
No.
Or let's come
you
to
You have to come to your own level of comfort with it and then discuss it. And one will not prevail. If everyone in this room decides that it should be better to make a phone call, Oberle will agree to a phone call. But that's beside the point. What makes his opinion more valuable than the rest of you? This is something you have to grow above. Oberle also has made some very bad business judgments in the past. He weighs that against whatever he may feel. He listens to yesterday's message and he gets centered on something. Don't distract me. You just told me last week not to be distracted. And already today you're distracting me. Each of you work from these fragments of past. And this is what a committee meeting is about. Only better to allow you to take it to your guides and come back with proposals. We're structuring here. And he's being guided to throw up all the roadblocks that he can think of because he's just sitting there thinking of them. Now you've thrown in, Hatton, another big roadblock that gets in my way of writing proposals today. Just when it looks like I may not have to worry about the $25,000. I do not concern that he is angry. You are human. I would expect response. And if you do not have someone giving you the negative responses, you will not. You'll just Pollyanna your way right through and blunder. It does not mean that on many things you're not going to come to instant Pollyanna decision. That the world is bright, the sun will come up tomorrow, and it'll skip through the day. But you are a major, major, major center. You do not think of yourself as the Donald Trumps of the world. You're going to make him look shabby. And you have to take every given opportunity and measure it against all possibilities that can be conjured up by your guides who have probability data running on their scanners right now. And mine says satellite communication system out there 2 years from now. I'm not interested at this moment in where the Russians live or if they have to share an apartment. As a for instance.
Well, what comes to my mind is that, and this is devil's advocate, if you will, when we work on the satellite program, perhaps wouldn't it be more appropriate to, at that time, make satellite contacts for the satellite proposal rather than making cellular cement contacts that then would open doors for the satellite proposal or may not open doors for the satellite proposal?
Oh, I don't think you attach one to the other at all.
You're
talking about
we're talking about good
KRTN, Worldwide Productions, for instance, and you're talking about ABT, and once again, put yourself separate.
Well,
You are just opening a way to better relations with Russia.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing.
You're not attached at all. Two corporations, totally unattached one to the other.
Well, I keep getting that it's this information crossed our desk for a reason, and we should make the initial contact, and I feel it should be done. But where it goes from there, I don't know. We can cross that bridge when we get to it.
I don't see us focusing in our attention and forgetting everything else on this letter. I see us making the contact. It just takes a few minutes. Even make the contact and see what happens.
Even if we just get a letter in response
that's
and drop
right,
the ball.
That's right. Maybe we don't even get a response. But I think it's an opportunity that threw itself in our face.
Well, even if it's just you pass it on to somebody else, then at least your name is there and they say, oh, well, they did us a good deed.
But there's no one to pass it to, is what Hatton was saying. In terms
of
we have a unique
opportunity. No, there's never a person to pass it through if you can't see that there might be. The minute you say that statement, you've closed the door.
Well, I'm certainly not in favor of contacting the Russian embassy. If there's any way to get mired in bureaucracy, that's the first place to start. We've got here the identity of
direct,
a very progressive little company that wants to do something.
Well,
that, that's enough to
let's write them a little letter. I will try to form up a letter, go over it amongst you and see what we can come up with.
They wrote this letter to Terblok Holland in English.
Pretty good English, at least better than Leibniz.
Yes, some of them very much like Leibniz.
Did I not tell you Leibniz had been working with the Russians?
Yes, you told us that.
Everything goes and comes. The infinite circle. There's no way to break it. Who do you think might be behind this? How are you going to get Mr. Tesla's ideas spread back over there? With every cellular cement house might go a cacolophin, possibly, with a Tesla stove? And maybe instead of particle beams and atomic plants, for production of electricity at some point, maybe Mr. Tesla can be honored by the utilization of energy. Free. But you have to build your people strong. And it has to be done at these levels where you are no threat. You are playing the government's game. You are only meeting the government's requirements in the best way you can. They don't stop you from that. They give you plaques to hang on your wall. And I'm sorry to load you with confusion that your job is even bigger than you agreed to. It isn't. And I hear you, Dorma. Don't give them the old... You agreed, you just don't remember. And we have to break it to you very gently. Oberle is simply having a Wallace McPherson attack. Why would you throw this in the very day we get good news?
A big Mac attack.
I love it. Daylene, I knew I kept you for a reason. That's wonderful. Oberle is just having a Big Mac attack.
Oh, I never thought
the minute reference. We get all lined up, you bring forth some other devil to distract me and make me ponder great wealth.
You might have had too much happy hour last night.
Well, I'm suffering from the afterglow. I have never been in such happiness. Isn't it wonderful to have a tape that another can say, golly gee whiz, look what God did. And if you think God doesn't revel in the recognition, we may send two ships out tonight.
Whose ship was that last night?
Semyosi's fleet, dear.
I thought so. It was
I missed that show.
Really wonderful.
It was. It was special. It was personal. No offense to anyone. If you had gone out and asked, they would have done it for you, but these were personal. It's been a heavy few days.
So
it is not that you're being left out, Al. It is just that Alan keeps being nudged to come over here, and pretty soon you're sitting here, and pretty soon you're into it. And Alan, he's being really good for you once, you see. So Nanda comes in the morning, and she finally lets him in. And he gives you an entire set of instructions on manifestation and praying and how you're doing it incorrectly. And how if you do it correctly, you're going to get it done. And I hear I'm being... At any rate, Sananda makes the error, if you will say this, of saying, ask me in. Well, Alan heard him. And by golly, we're going to get together again today sometime. And we're just going to get him in here. And he's going to tell us, by golly, where do we go? And what do we do first? And I guess he had to respond. When he finally got in here, you know, first of all, they sit around and they all are hat on, you know. And finally, they all flashed, you know. Well, I had to come, because I've also told you that's the way it is. When we're summoned, we come. So let's get on with the questions and answers, Buster. You called me. Well, put your mouth in her mouth and tell us what you want to tell us. We want to know and we demand. And look what you got.
Well, I would say yesterday I felt like the man trying to cash a check with all my credit cards in hand.
He's just such a sobering energy, isn't he? Joyful, joyful. Well, it's a pleasure to do business with you, friends.
So in summary, we're agreeing to disagree and we'll pursue it?
Well, I'll tell you how it is. As president of this meeting, I now relinquish the floor and I point Rick Martin, president of this meeting. What do you think that we have arrived at?
A disagreement.
Exactly what I just said.
Well, then our committee meeting is not through. It is not a very large point. But we're going to sit until we come to an agreement. We're not going to go agreeing to disagree.
Well, that's good.
Well, I'll carry on from where EJ said. I agree with him after listening to him that dealing with the Russian embassy is not the way to go. There's an address there.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
I agree with that, too.
Unanimous.
All right, it is agreed and seconded. We will not contact the Russian embassy. Does this sound like Goldfinger? I love it. I look more like... well, never mind. I love 007 operations. Now, we've agreed not to get entangled. Oh, my gracious. Even my brothers are having a fine time up here.
Is that right?
Now, we have unanimous agreement not to disagree on getting in touch with the Russian embassy.
Okay, may we stop for a new tape?
Yes. You